Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We have a returning guest, everybody. Somebody joined the show right now. You heard from him last week, heading into the New South Haas tournament. This man has gone on to not only compete in the New South Haas All-Stars tournament, he won the whole damn thing. Our guest, coming back here right now, the biggest man alive since 99, KOBK, Big Dave.
Yeah. I swapped my professional setup for the front seat of my car today.
Dude, well, you're looking good and sounding good. Nice, clear connection. We appreciate
that. Yeah, I got headphones in. I got the world's greatest 5G streaming straight to me.
Wonderful. Well, as you may know who are watching the show, Dave was on here last week, as I mentioned. And I mean, we'll just start right off the bat, Dave. You won the whole thing. I talked to you off air, and we were like, hey, if you wind up winning, let's have you back. And if not, we'll bring you back sometime soon. You know, maybe with Moe's, we'll definitely get back. And I'm like, Dave won the whole thing. What do you know?
I got the orange jacket to prove it. Ain't nobody taking this from me.
Yes. How does it feel? How does it feel that you won this whole tournament, man?
Man, it honestly feels very good. I cut myself a little promo after I won, talking to the New South faithful before chaos wrought down upon the Spartan Arena. But, you know, I just told them how special it was that a good portion of the crowd that saw me win Haas are the same people that, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was standing at the front door of Haas with my buddy, old buddy Lee, and we were showing people to their seats, and we were like the real life security guards at New South Pro Wrestling. So I just wanted to take a moment for those people specifically to just tell them I appreciate them sticking with me. You know what I mean? From the guy taking you to your seats at Haas to the guy up here getting this orange jacket put on him right now. It truly was a special moment for me, not only just as a wrestler, but just as like a New South guy. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, you've been putting in work in New South for years, as we talked about last week. And, like, it felt like the fan base really wanted to see, you know, they wanted to see it. They were ready for it. Like, I don't know, at the time of us talking, I had seen earlier today that New South was going to be making an announcement soon about when we can actually watch the tournament. Do you have any idea of when that's actually going to be available yet?
A little birdie has told me that we are shooting for, I believe, now don't hold me to this. I don't want to see no quotes put out about this saying that I said this or nothing, but my rumblings and my little birdie perched upon my shoulder has told me that we are shooting for possibly next week on Haas being uploaded to the IWTV network.
Okay. Well, we will keep our eyes out for that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm tweeting that right now from the Fightful account. Big Dave says.
Big Dave said Haas is up next Monday and next Wednesday. He said it. It's set in stone.
And, you know, we'll pressure him into putting it out at that time. If nothing else, if we're putting it out there.
Hold the fire to him.
Well, congratulations on winning. I apologize. I missed the show last week. I was under the weather. I was upset, too, because when we did our tournament preview, Jensen picked you to win. I was like, well, get Big Dave on the show then. Let's get him on the show. And then he got you on the show, and then I had to miss the show. So I apologize that I missed. I'm glad you're able to.
No problem at all, dude. I get a case of the under the weathers too.
Oh, I had the flu. I got bronchospasms, which is like,
Whoa.
So if you see me coughing a bunch, that is what that is.
That's his bronchiosaurus spasms, y'all.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
That sounds horrible, man. I hope you get the feeling of better soon.
I appreciate it. You know, I'm getting there. But winning the Haas tournament, so you've won this. What's next for you? Like, what are you thinking after this?
I think there's a pretty direct streamline of people who have won the Haas tournament and gone on to challenge for the New South heavyweight title. They don't always win it when they challenge for it, but I think if I had to call my next shot, I'd say that I'm gunning for Humongold down there. I think the biggest man alive needs to become a proportional champion for New South Pro Wrestling and that big-ass belt they got.
Yes, and I mean, as of this conversation, Tyler Franks still the New South champion. I feel so bad sometimes talking about New South before this stuff airs because I feel like I'm giving spoilers, but like they want this out there, guys. Like they want the results out there. We want to promote this. Yep. But Tyler Franks, and someone who's been on the show really recently as well, I would like to see that. Another guy who's been in New South for a very long time, since the Talladega Nights days.
Yep. Day one guy right there.
Yeah, did you get any feedback from anybody like since winning the tournament? Like, what as far as like other like wrestlers or anyone backstage?
There has been such a genuine like outpouring of love and support that it has been hard to like accept and like, you know, sit in and just really relish. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of guy who like I don't ask people to say nice things to me. I don't.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Care if I ever hear a nice thing about myself, honestly. I'll just keep doing the same thing that I'm doing regardless. But I feel like since the Hoss win, I mean, there's just been, I mean, honestly, so many people telling me, like, you know, you deserve it. You've worked so hard for this. So that's a really cool feeling. As far as feedback, I mean, really the only feedback I got is just keep the foot on the pedal, keep the gas full throttle. You know, don't rest on your laurels of winning a tournament like this. You know, you gotta keep dancing with what brought you there, and what brought me there was work ethic and outworking everybody around me.
What was the hardest part about winning the tournament, like physically or mentally, like going through the actual tournament, or maybe an opponent that was like especially difficult?
I think the hardest was Dan for sure. He put out an announcement before this year's tournament that this year would be Cabana Man Dan's final Hoss tournament ever. So I think pinning Dan and just that moment of just, you know, knowing that it's his last Hoss and knowing that, like I said on the podcast last time, hell, when I was crying when Dan won Hoss, dude. I was in the crowd crying like a little baby. I was in the ring crying like a little baby again when Dan lost this time, man, because I hated to be the one to knock him out of his last Hoss. So that was a tough thing. I think just, like, God, just mentally preparing in general for the tournament. You kind of opened my eyes to who some of my potential second-round matches could be and who some of the final four matchups could be. So once you start thinking about all that, it just gets you wondering, like, man, what am I going to have to face? So there's a certain level of uncertainty to the preparation, but I just went in with the mindset of, I don't care who it is, I'm going to go in there and smack them around.
I mean, Dan hit you with a pile driver.
He did.
He's a good, like, foot shorter than you, and he was able to hit this thing.
He's also very strong and nimble. He's like a cat. Y'all know when you drop a cat and they always land on their feet? I hit him with that damn clothesline, and I was like, God, that's got to be it. Next thing I know, my feet are straight up in the goddamn air, and I'm dropped on my head.
He hit you with what looks like – it looks like a flip-flop before. Hits you with a pile driver, is that right?
He did. He did crank my ass with them flip-flops. I should have known that was coming. Damn, ain't nobody ever escaped a Cabana Man damn match without getting their ass whooped with them flip-flops. I don't know why I thought I was going to be any different.
Flip-flop chops. We got the New South YouTube account in here in the chat. I wonder who runs that. You don't have to out yourself and tell us, but I got a handful of ideas of who it might be.
I don't even know who runs that. This is a fun time for me as well.
Well, we're now going to pressure them to make sure the show gets uploaded. I know it'd be on IWTV, not the New South YouTube, but now that the person's here who may have some connections there, we got to get the Hoss tournament uploaded sooner rather than later.
Whoever's on the New South YouTube account that's in here, I may or may not have implied that Hoss is going up soon.
Well, that account just sent a comment that says not negatively because he is computer illiterate. So
well, that makes me think it is negatively.
That no, they're telling the truth on that one. He sends me letters in the mail. I think that's why there were so many miscommunications between us, just both as people and tag team partners. We only respond to each other through the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, that caused the breakup.
Could have been what happened there, you know.
Sending carrier pigeons to each other, and that's the only way to communicate.
I'm a huge fan of carrier pigeons. I don't understand why we as a society ever strayed away from that.
Here's a very off-the-wall question, then, since we talked about it earlier. You ever done a cakewalk, Big Dave?
Oh, you talking about, I'd gotten a mini cakewalk at the damn middle school fall festival.
Hell yeah, Steve!
That was the one!
Dude, fall festivals in here? Hell yeah, dude. My school would go all out for the fall festival. We had a little courtyard. I went to an international baccalaureate middle school, which I still to this day don't know what that means. I think that just meant we got
more.
We just got more money from the state, I think is all that meant. So we had a real nice courtyard, and every year for the fall festival, they turned it into like a haunted little maze, and all the students would like work in it. And I would always like sneak in, even if I wasn't supposed to be there. I put a little Jason mask on. I'd like inch my way further and further into the haunted house until eventually I was just in there Jay chilling with everybody. Like, hey, I'm supposed to be here scaring y'all.
My wife thinks this might be a South thing because she didn't do
cakewalk's got to be objectively Southern. That's the most violently Southern concept of all time. You walk in a circle and then you get baked goods.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
It's awesome. It's the best game of music you'll ever play. You just walk around. If it lands on your number, you get cake, dude. I used to cash in on the damn cakewalks, dude.
Absolutely rules.
Because earlier we were talking about cakewalks. Jeremy brought it up. And I would kept saying, I was like, there's this thing. It was like at my elementary school. It was outside. Everyone would come to it. I remember, I was like, it wasn't Spring Fling. It was something like that. I don't remember what it was called. Fall Fest.
You could have the cakewalk fall festival, just a regular ass picnic. It didn't matter. If there were enough people to do a cakewalk, you could do a cakewalk.
Oh yeah, we used to do cakewalks at opening day at the ball field, like for my little leagues that I played in for baseball. We'd do cakewalks opening day. Hell, we'd do cakewalks at my damn family reunions if we had enough baked goods just sitting around.
Yeah, bro, we need to bring these back. Just like how people do like pick up basketball games, you need to start doing like pick up cakewalks. Like, you just show up to like a crowd of people.
They need to start doing cakewalks during intermissions of these damn wrestling events, dude.
Oh, this is a brilliant idea.
You want to talk about, you rest assured, I don't ever want to run a show. I don't remember if I said that last time, but this has been something that people have asked me a lot recently. I never want to run a show like some of my counterparts have been doing here recently. But rest assured, if I did run a show, intermission is a 15-minute cakewalk.
Oh, that's, hell yeah.
I don't know how shows aren't already doing this. Like, this is the smartest idea I've ever heard in my life. Because you go to a place, like, you know, from, like, TWE, they're out there serving, like cream pies or whatever they got going on.
Yeah,
like,
they got banana pudding in the locker
room. Banana pudding, that's what I'm trying to think.
Concession stands.
Yeah.
Tell me we can't get a cakewalk together?
Exactly. Dude,
Jensen, you got pull with TWE. Let's make this happen.
We'll get it happening. We'll get a cakewalk happening somewhere for sure.
KOB cakewalk.
Ooh.
Dude, raise money for the squad.
Where's Mo's at? Where's Mo's? Get him in here.
Cakewalk. I'm telling you, it's such a
good idea.
To
send him a carrier pigeon with that idea. I'll be back on about 3 to 5 days.
Just picturing Brett Eisen walking around on the numbers. It's like these guys, just these killers walking around. Hardway Heater. Man, I hope we get this cake.
I'm elbowing Heater. Like, hey, dude, swap places with me. You got prime real estate in the cakewalk, dude. You don't want to be at the front or at the end. I want to be where you're at in the middle.
We couldn't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was just like you walked around kind of like musical chairs, right? Until somebody said a number, and like if you were on that number, you won. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, I think the cakewalk rules are pretty universal. The ones I went to, there was like the numbered dots on the floor, and you walked around in circles, and then when the music stopped, you figured out which dot you was on, and they'd call out the number, and then you got to go pick you a baked good.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing complicated, you know?
I mean, it's easy concept to follow.
Yeah. And you, as you said, you get baked goods. All right, we are 100% doing this. We're going to put together a show, and we're going to make sure we do a cakewalk intermission. We got to bring these things back. I'm glad we accomplished a lot in this interview, but if we accomplished nothing else, we talked about cakewalks for a good 10 minutes, and that's all that matters.
Honestly, I haven't thought about a cakewalk in a long time. That was very refreshing for me.
Definitely prioritize these quotes for the website, Jeremy. The cakewalk related.
Dave. Yes. Big Dave says, bring back cake 15-minute cakewalks.
Hell yeah. Hell
and wrestling fans are the perfect audience. Like, everyone is going to want it on the cakewalk.
They destroy a fucking cakewalk, dude.
So much.
Oh, I love that. Okay, wrestling-related question real quick.
All right, let's hit it.
So, this was fascinating, and it's going to be kind of hard to explain this because this happened in real time, but, like, so, at TWE, the same night that Haas ran, we had Dylan Hayes and Tim Bosby at TWE open the show. And then by Haas, Dylan was there, wasn't he? Like, he was
sadly
there the same night.
And
he was there after you had won the tournament. Please explain, because the reason I say this so confused is because I followed this along as it was happening, like, you know, because I'm watching IWTV, I'm following along on the New South Twitter account, X account, and we haven't been able to watch it yet. So if you please piece this together for me, because this was fascinating that Dylan was two places in one night. And I mean, this is after you won the tournament.
Let me paraphrase all this by saying Dylan Hayes hates to see a young man shine. You know, I think that's what all this boils down to. I think Dylan started sweating Friday night when he realized that I'd made it to round two. And I think Dylan was probably keeping up with New South social media at the SCI event that day while Tim Bosby was wrestling Sean Campbell. He said, hell, Big Dave's made it out of round two. There's a chance he can win. I can't let him have nothing. You know, so I'm sure that when he saw that, he decided it was best to get in the car and head that way. And right, I had such a beautiful moment up there. I had such a beautiful thing go, and Negative Lee came out there like he was going to smack me around, and he apologized to me for all the bad things he's ever done to me. And we were in a warm, loving embrace as friends when I hear Dylan Hale's ratty voice coming from the entryway. And that's when I realized I can truly never have shit.
And thank you for reminding me. It was the SCI Rumble, not TWE. I get that confused. Sometimes.
I think TWE was on Friday. They did a special Friday night fights, and then SCI Rumble was Saturday at the same time as Haas.
Yes, SCI. I wish SCI ran more often, but they have their like staple shows each year. One of them being the Rumble.
Yeah.
So Dylan went from the SCI Rumble same night over there, and I mean, is Bosby like targeting you now, or targeting more about like what's going on at New South, or like was Dylan with Tim? Did they both arrive together, or was it just
from my point of view, from being on stage, Dylan came in first. I don't know if him and Tim arrived together. I can only assume that they did. That's my only assumption, is that they arrived together to the venue, because it seemed like a planned attack, you know. I'd be remiss to say that this didn't seem carefully calculated and thought out on Dylan Hale's behalf, because as soon as me and Lee were separated, it seemed like Bosby was waiting in the wings to get in there and sink his hooks into him.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching this happen, as far as, like, you know, getting caught up from a fan perspective. But right. I'm also very interested going forward to see what's going to happen with all this.
And I don't know if Bosby's targeted me, but rest assured that I've targeted him and Dylan Hayes. I don't care where his crosshairs are pointed. Mine are firmly pointed at both of them.
Okay. Well, look out. Look out for that. And then what's so great about this, like I keep mentioning, we have like SCI, we have TWE, we have Action, we have New South. A lot of this stuff is intertwined, and you can see a lot of these talents in all these different places. And, you know, now that the SCI has happened, or so the SCI Rumble's happened, that's going to start setting up the SCI tournament. Do you have aspirations of being a part of the tournament this year for the SCI?
Oh, I would love to take part in the SCI tournament. Obviously, I was a replacement in the Futures tournament, which that was a huge honor, just being able to take part in Futures, because that was something that I think I was in Futures 2024. Yeah, I was in Futures 2024, and a goal for myself that I had was Futures 2025. So being able to get it a year early, you know, that was real cool for me. And yeah, I would love, the SCI is a huge tournament, much like Hoss, you know, it encapsulates a lot of talent down here in the Southeast, and I'd love to get in there and tangle it up, see if I can go 2-0 in tournaments this year.
I was about to say, I don't think anybody's ever won both of their tournaments this year.
There's a first time for everything. I'd go 3-0 in tournaments, because I forgot that I already won the TWE title tournament.
Yes, you did, one night tournament.
Tournament guy, big tournament wrestler over here.
Then Aaron Wade just came out and... One foot.
I'm saying I can't have shit. I'm destined to not have shit ever.
You got a lot going on though. That's good for you. Like you got a lot going on in all these companies. Like you have major stories going on with some of the top, you know, top stuff going on right now in a lot of these companies, which is
absolutely. Yeah. I can't complain about a full plate when my goal was to eat. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Big Dave, we appreciate you joining us here tonight, man. Again, congratulations on winning the Hoss tournament, and let everybody know where they can find you at and what you got going on.
You guys can find me at I'm on like my fourth Twitter account, because one time I threatened to rip Donnie Primetime's leg off and feed it to Lee, and they got me for cannibalism. They shut me down for cannibalism. And then every time I put a Since 99 in my bio or a Big Dave, not in quotation marks, with stars over the vowels, they would ban my Twitter accounts again. So I found the workaround with Big Dave being in parentheses. But on Twitter, I'm at Big Dave Since 99. On Instagram, you can find me at Big Dave PW. I got me one of them like Facebook pages. And if enough people like it and look at it and heart react or angry react my posts, Mark Zuckerberg will have to give me money. And my one goal is passive income from posting silly shit on social medias. There's my goal for wrestling. You asked me last time if I had any big goals. There's my big goal right now. I want them to pay me for my thoughts.
That's the dream. That's the dream.
100%. Coming up, let's see. Tomorrow I will be in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm wrestling every member of the Cardies one by one. I will be wrestling Kerry Awful and Nick Iggy first or second. And then if Hunter Drake is too scared to show his face in that arena, I will drag Brian Maxwell in there by the lack of hair on his head, and I will beat him as the third Carney. So that will be at Retinal Pro Wrestling down there in Birmingham, Alabama at the Trip Tide Brewing Company. We got hockey night coming up. If there's anybody out there in the North Alabama area that loves hockey and wrestling, New South Pro Wrestling got a damn hockey night coming up. There's going to be pucks dropped on the ice and people dropped on their heads in the concourse prior to the show.
Awesome.
I don't know what the date on that is. I'll link that somehow. I'm a piece of shit. Someone will correct me. If the New South YouTube channel is still in here, whoever runs that, do not be disappointed in me. I remembered that we have the hockey night.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us, man. For coming
thanks
on back
to us. Thank y'all for having me. This is a blast. This is, like I said last time privately off air, but this is a very fun podcast experience.
Oh, we appreciate it. We try.
Not a problem.
We
try. Awesome. Well, we'll be in touch, man. Keep doing your thing. Continued success going forward, and I'll be watching. So thank you again to Big Dave for joining the show, the new Hoss tournament winner.
Yeah. All right, thank you, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Right, thanks, you too.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.